You sure about this? Rachel asked again, blowing softly on the surface of her steaming cup of tea. They were sitting at their usual window table at Tea and Sympathy, and Nick had just invited her to spend the summer with him in Asia.
Rachel, I'd love it if you came, Nick reassured her. You weren't planning on teaching this summer, so what's your worry?
Think you won't be able to handle the heat and humidity?
No, that's not it. I know you're going to be so busy with all your best man duties, and I wouldn't want to distract you, Rachel said. What distraction? Colin's wedding is only going to take up the first week in Singapore, and then we can spend the rest of the summer just bumming around Asia. Come on, let me show you where I grew up. I want to take you to all my favorite haunts.
Will you show me the sacred cave where you lost your virginity? Rachel teased, arching an eyebrow playfully.
Definitely. We can even stage a reenactment. Nick laughed, slathering jam and clotted cream onto a scone still warm from the oven. And doesn't a good friend of yours live in Singapore?
Yes, Pek Lin, my best friend from college, Rachel said. She's been trying to get me to come visit for years.
All the more reason. Rachel, you're going to love it. And I just know you're going to flip out over the food. You do realize Singapore is the most food-obsessed country on the planet.
Well, just watching the way you fawn over everything you eat, I figured it's pretty much the national sport.
Remember Calvin Trillin's New Yorker piece on Singapore street foods? I'll take you to all the local dives even he doesn't know about.
Nick took another bite of his fluffy scone and continued with his mouth full.
I know how much you love these scones. Just wait till you taste my ama's.
Your ama bakes scones? Rachel tried to imagine a traditional Chinese grandmother preparing this quintessentially English confection.
Well, she doesn't exactly bake them herself, but she has the best scones in the world, you'll see.
Nick said, turning around reflexively to make sure no one in the cozy little spot had overheard him. He didn't want to become persona non grata at his favorite cafe for carelessly pledging allegiance to another scone, even if it was his grandmother's. At a neighboring table, the girl huddled behind a three-tiered stand piled high with finger sandwiches was getting increasingly excited by the conversation she was overhearing. She suspected it might be him, but now she had absolute confirmation.
It was Nicholas Young.
Even though she was only 15 at the time, Celine Lim never forgot the day she first laid eyes on him. It was at Palau Club, Singapore's most prestigious private country club, where membership was practically harder to obtain than a knighthood. They were having lunch at the poolside cafe when Nicholas strolled past their table and flashed that devastating grin of his at her sister Charlotte.
Is that one of the Leung brothers? Their mother had asked.
No, that's Nicholas Young, a cousin of the Leungs, Charlotte replied.
Philip Young's boy? Yeah, when did he shoot up like that? He's so handsome now, Mrs. Lim exclaimed.
He's just back from Oxford, double majored in history and law, Charlotte added, anticipating her mother's next question.
Why didn't you get up and talk to him? Mrs. Lim said excitedly.
Why should I bother when you swat away every guy who dares come near? Charlotte answered curtly.
A la Mac, stupid girl. I am only trying to protect you from fortune hunters. This one you'd be lucky to have. This one you can chong.
Celine couldn't believe her mother was actually encouraging her big sister to snatch this boy. She stared curiously at Nicholas, now laughing animatedly with his friends at a table under a blue and white umbrella by the pool. Even from afar, he stood out in high relief. Unlike the other fellows with their regulation Indian barbershop haircuts, Nicholas had perfectly tousled black hair, chiseled Cantonese pop idol features, and impossibly thick eyelashes. He was the cutest, dreamiest guy she'd ever seen.
Charlotte, why don't you go over and invite him to your fundraiser on Saturday? Their mother kept on.
Stop it, Mum. Charlotte smiled through gritted teeth. I know what I'm doing. As it turned out, Charlotte did not know what she was doing, since Nicholas never showed up at her fundraiser, much to their mother's eternal disappointment. But that afternoon at Palau Club left such an indelible mark on Celine's adolescent memory that 6 years later, and on the other side of the planet, she still recognized him.